With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. University of Montana leaders announced budget cuts and reallocations today as they work to match spending on instructors to total enrollment and interest in each area of study. The budget reduction totals $5 million. College deans and department chairs are tasked with meeting the budget goals by June 2021, and there could be retirements or layoffs. School officials worked with faculty, staff, and student leadership to determine which programs should be cut or enhanced with the goal of matching the average faculty-to-student ratios to the average ratio from 2009 to 2013. University enrollment has declined nearly 30% over the past 7 years. Provost John Harbor said today the university plans to eliminate the Global Humanities and Religions program and the Material Sciences doctoral program while increasing funding for African American studies and women's gender and sexuality studies. A Montana jury has ruled that the Jehovah's Witnesses organization must pay $35 million to a woman who says the church covered up her sexual abuse as a child at the hands of a congregation member. An attorney representing the 21-year-old woman says the jury's verdict yesterday in a lawsuit sends a message to the Jehovah's Witnesses New York headquarters to stop prioritizing church secrecy over children's safety. Wildlife officials say a hunter northwest of Shoto shot and killed a female grizzly bear and wounded a cub that was later euthanized. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says the archery hunter was in thick brush along a creek when he came across the animals. Investigators determined the hunter acted in self-defense, meaning he won't face charges.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Montana Senator John Tester is blaming Republican leaders in Congress for failing to schedule a vote on the permanent reauthorization of the Land and Water Conservation Fund, or LWCF, before it expires on Sunday.
There really is no reason not to bring this up and get it voted on, especially since the Senate was in 2.5 weeks in the month of August. We had plenty of time to do it. It's got to be a priority of the majority leader in the United States Senate and the Speaker of the House.
In a press phone call this morning, Montana's senior senator was joined by a Republican congressman, as well as leaders from conservation organizations, including the Nature Conservancy and Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. They're worried the LWCF will expire on September 30th and are urging Congress to vote on it. Montana has used more than $579 million from the LWCF over the past 54 years to preserve stream access, elk habitat, national forests, and other open spaces. Tester highlighted that the fund doesn't draw from taxpayer dollars. It uses government revenue from offshore oil and gas leases to buy conservation easements and expand access to public lands.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund is arguably the best tool we have to increase public access to our public lands.
Tester's comments come just one day after Montana's junior senator, Steve Daines, a Republican, made a presentation on the Senate floor urging its members to permanently reauthorize the LWCF. If the fund isn't reauthorized by Sunday, the oil and gas drilling revenues that currently fund it will be diverted into the Treasury's general fund.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines has issued a statement following today's hearing on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Daines posted a 47-second statement on YouTube. Here's a portion of it.
I concluded there's no corroborating evidence to support this serious allegation. Rather, this seems to be an orchestrated smear campaign intended to destroy Judge Kavanaugh at the 11th hour. The Democrats turned this process into an embarrassing political circus that will have lasting effects for generations to come. They should be ashamed. I look forward to casting my vote for Judge Kavanaugh.
Senator Daines' complete statement is available on our website, mtpr.org. Republican Senate candidate Matt Rosendale has tweeted a statement expressing the same sentiment as Daines. Democratic Senator John Tester has not commented on the Kavanaugh hearing today.